You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and verse 5. I read, "For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of 8 people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly." Now, I'm sure you are probably aware that angels rebelled along with Satan in heaven, and they were cast down and delivered to hell. They are in chains, and eventually they will be thrown in the lake of fire along with Satan, the false prophet, the Antichrist, and as many as have not their names in the book of life. But I want you to note a particular statement in this passage describing Noah. The scripture says, "A preacher of righteousness." So in the days of Noah, he was a preacher. And what was he preaching? Righteousness. Is it not interesting that a man was preaching righteousness and there was no convert? Only his sons and his wife and his son's wife were saved. And yet the Bible says, a preacher of righteousness. See, even as at that time, people don't like the truth. If you are going to judge ministry by crowd, you will eventually be counting false prophets, false teachers, false bishops, false apostles, false pastors as an example of men of God. Because when you judge a man like Noah, you will describe him as a failure. He was preaching, but nobody was listening. A preacher of righteousness. A man that lived righteous. A man that preached righteousness. Yet, people did not listen to him. So you don't think that, if a man is called of God and is preaching the truth, he must necessarily have crowd. It doesn't work that way. In fact, in most times, when you really preach the gospel, which is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, it does not usually attract crowd. So here is a man preaching in his own generation, and people didn't listen to him. And he was preaching right. He was preaching righteousness. And there was no convert. Brethren, we must be very careful the way we judge and evaluate ministry, the way we judge and evaluate men of God. Where did we read it from that a God called a man necessarily means that crowd will follow him? How many of you will describe Noah as God's general in his own time? That's why it is not in our place to call anybody God's general. Only God knows the faithfulness of every man unto him. Noah was faithful. He preached what he ought to preach, but there was no convert. You will even think that he is a failure. But in the end, God saved him. God had mercy on him. Also, can you be different? Can you stand out? Imagine Noah was the only person preaching righteousness in his own time. Can you be that person that will preach the truth? Truth is very scarce today. Hardly will you find any preacher preaching the truth any longer. People are saying all kinds of things because you will stand alone when you want to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you want to preach the truth, you are likely to stand alone. Noah stood alone. In the end, God saved him. It's not by crowd. It's not by population. Our validation is not in the number of people we are able to command. It is in our faithfulness to what God has called us to do. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.